This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. What does it mean when a true educated believer starts having doubts and negative thoughts about Allah? Such as thinking, if Allah created us, then who created Allah? Or trying to imagine how Allah looks like, or thinking of a very horrible situation about Allah. Do you know that some of the companions struggled with this? One of them went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "O Prophet of Allah, I have these negative thoughts that come to me. Thoughts that he feels are so bad and disrespectful to Allah, as if they are cursing Allah." And he said, "I would rather die before I say and believe in what I'm thinking." Allahu Akbar. In one narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the companions, "Waqad wajadtumuh? Do you really find these thoughts as being wrong, and one should not say or even think of something like that about Allah?" They said, "Na'am, yes, of course." Here, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Dhaka sarihul iman." This experience of yours is a sign of true faith. One may wonder, how is that? The fact that you find these thoughts as wrong and you dislike them is a sign that you are a true believer. And it is a sign that these thoughts are not from you, but from the shaytan. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in one narration, "Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, alladhi radda amrahu ila alwaswasa, the one who limited the influence of the devil to only whisper and nothing more than that." This comes to prove to you one more time that you are fine and that these thoughts are from the shaytan and not from yourself. However, brothers and sisters, there are three things the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us to do whenever the shaytan whispers bad thoughts about Allah to us. Number one, فَلْيَسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. The moment you have these thoughts, say, "I seek Allah's refuge from the devil. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ." And mean every word in this dua. Number two, وَلْيَنْتَهِي. Stop thinking about it. Do not give these bad thoughts any attention. Do not go on YouTube and start watching devilish videos that would put such thoughts in your head while knowing what is being said is wrong. Do not put yourself in such a situation. The shaytan, you know what he tries to do? He tries to make us feel that we are hypocrites. How can you do all of these acts of worship but have these negative thoughts about Allah? You apostated. You are a hypocrite. Your prayers and acts of worship are meaningless. And then some would fall for his trap and let go some of these acts of worship. Therefore, number two, وَلْيَنْتَهِي. Do not entertain these thoughts and give the shaytan a chance to affect you in any way. Lastly, number three, a person should say, آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. I believe in Allah and His Messenger. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, doing this, yudhibu anh, will eventually kick away these negative thoughts and protect you from the trap of shaitan. So please, be rest assured, these type of whispers of the shaitan is a sign that a person has true faith. No matter how evil these thoughts sound against Allah, as long as you dislike it and hate it, then no problem. You will not be held accountable. May Allah bless your faith, and feel free to share this video for others to benefit. Assalamu alaikum.